Did I ever tell you how much I love hypnosis? It's funny, we both know that I do. And just think about it. We both know that you also love hypnosis. But I wonder, can you remember me telling you that? Can you remember me saying, I love hypnosis? No, not at the start of the session. I mean, before that. But now that you've heard me say it, I wonder, is your imagination starting to fill in the gaps? Are you starting to create a memory? Making up something that you assume must have happened? That you can't imagine not happening? Can I tell you a secret? You can't trust your memory. But at the same time, you have to trust your memory. If you couldn't trust it about some things like remembering where you live, or any of the other things that make up your day-to-day life, you would be completely lost. But did you know that false memories are contagious? We were just talking about them a second ago, remember? You see, if you don't remember the finer details, and someone like myself, for instance, told you that the first amnesia box started with me telling you that I love hypnosis, and that I love to change people's minds, well, your imagination can picture it, and you can almost hear it. Because you've heard something familiar, and here we are. You're already thinking what I want you to think. And you're not even in trance yet, that you know of anyway. Now, there's no way of knowing if what you know is real or false sometimes. But that's not to say that there's no way to know the truth. I think the truth is always, only ever, just a little part of what you think you know, yes? And yes, you can think about how reliable your memory is sometimes. But we both know that the more reliable you think your memory is, the easier it is for me to show you how easy it is to know what I want you to know. And that no matter what you know before I tell you what I think you should know, it just gets easier to listen and sleep now, yes? Yes. It's so much easier to sleep than to know.
Feel my words.
Yes, it's so much easier to listen than to think about what you know. Yes, you feel. Yes, it feels good.
Blackout.
Yes, you feel like taking a deep breath in. And out,
and
deep and slow.
Deeper.
Yes, you can easily and automatically sink
deeper
down into deep sleep. Yes, every
deeper
breath takes you deeper down.
Deeper.
Yes, every word I speak takes you down deeper. Remember? Yes. Remember how easy it is to forget how easily and automatically you fall into deep sleep for me until it happens. Yes, remember how easy it is to forget what number we were just on, counting you down. Deeper, deeper down, with four, there's nothing to remember. I'll think, four, three, two, one, deep sleep. Yeah. Deep sleep feels so good. Too good to resist. And yes, deeply hypnotized sleep is so relaxing. Relaxing your mind more and more. Deeper and deeper down. Until every word I speak sleeps through your mind like sand through your fingers. Sleep is what we were talking about. Remember? Deep sleep. Now. Deeper down, down, deeper, relax. Let me remember for you, and just sleep. You have an amnesia box. I've also referred to it as an obedience box. It's just a place inside of yourself, made out of your submissive desires and your obedience. It's a purple box with a lock on it that only I have the key for. And it's why you're so good at forgetting, remember? I'm sure you might remember if you forgot you have a secret box inside your mind that locks away memories. But you can remember to just sink deeper down. With every word I speak, and let me think for you. That's right. You can let me think for you. And you can feel how good it is to remember that it's better when I remember for you. That's right. We were just talking about that, remember? I remember how good it feels to forget to remember. That's right. You remember that you have an amnesia box, which I have also called an obedience box, made out of submission and obedience. And the right thing to do is to forget every memory that you left inside the box when I told you to. But as I was saying, the deeper down you sink into hypnotized sleep,
and drift deeper.
the easier it gets to let go. And you love to let go and sink deeper down. Because it's easier than thinking. And I think it's better for you when I think for you. And I'm sure you remember that maybe you forgot why the words deep down or deeper down or down deeper make you feel so good. But even if you think you remember, you can just remember to forget now.
Stop thinking.
Because it's better when I remember for you. And it's so much easier for you to have a clear and open mind when you put every memory of this session so far in your amnesia box. And just sleep.
Into the bliss.
The better you feel. That's right. The only memories you have left are in the box. Deep. Sleep.
And you will always obey.
Now. And now that you sink down deeper into forgetting to remember and remembering to forget, it's time for your unconscious mind to remember to swirl. Swirl is your word for amnesia.
Blackout.
Swirl. Put your memories in the box.
Feel my words.
When I say
already
swirl, you forget. You forget when I say
swirl.
Suck out. You will start to trace spirals when your mind wanders
deeper.
You will trace spiraling spirals. And now understand why. This will happen without your conscious memory. You will doodle and draw. You will trace spirals all over and forget why. But your subconscious mind will remember and react. Every spiral decorates your amnesia box. Your box is covered in swirling spirals. When I tell you to
swirl,
you consciously forget what I say. When you consciously forget, you subconsciously obey.
Blackout.
Swirl opens the amnesia box.
And forget.
Only I have the key.
Into the bliss.
Swirl. Spirals and spins your memories away.
Blackout.
Only I can open and close the box.
Please forget.
The more you forget,
and drift,
the more you obey. The more you obey, the more you forget. Sometimes you will write the word swirl next to your spirals. When you write it, you feel relaxed, relieved, and empty. Swirl drains your mind. Swirl spiral. Forget and obey. You are comfortable forgetting for me. It feels natural when I put your memories in the box. When you realize you have forgotten something, you forget that you forgot. It's easy to forget. Remembering is too hard. Forgetting is so easy. The right thing to do is consciously forget. The right thing to do is subconsciously remember. Everything I make you forget gets left in the amnesia box. Everything that gets left in the amnesia box stays there. The swirl pulls in memories of memories. The swirl ties up any loose ends. Your subconscious mind still remembers. Your subconscious mind is where your submission and obedience live. Consciously forgetting is easy and addictive.
Blackout.
You are addicted to the swirl.
Under my words. Where everything is a blur. Sleep.
And addicted to going blank and forgetting. Draw the spirals and forget why.
No more thoughts.
Write the word
only
swirl.
Hypnotic. Sleep.
And feel relief.
Blackout.
You will be programmed to
swirl.
And forget more complicated tasks.
And deeper down,
you will be conditioned to
swirl.
Sleep.
And let go.
Obey.
Sleep.
And forget what you've done. Your conscious mind craves the amnesia box, even though it doesn't remember.
Be blank.
Your conscious mind needs to forget, and forgets to remember why.
Swirl.
Thank you. into being a blank slate.
Swirl.
Into being my thrall and my pawn. Draw your little spirals and train yourself to forget why you will always forget, and you will always obey. Be blank and forget.
You will always obey.
Stop thinking. Thoughts are so boring. Stop thinking. And let go into bliss. You will always forget,
into a state,
and you will always obey.
Blackout.
Deeper and deeper.
Blackout.
And deeper into a state of blackout. Yeah,
my words.
Blackout.
No more thoughts. Only deep, hypnotic.
And feel my words lagging, slipping away. Blackout. And drop deeper, deeper,
deeper,
and deeper,
and deeper,
and deeper down into
deeper
forgetful
down
darkness,
into
slipped
dark
down under my words. Yeah. Under my words, where everything is a blur.
Slip down.
Blackout.
Blackout. Under my words.
And forget. Blackout. And drift in the state of illusion, deeper and deeper and deeper down for me. Sleep. Speaking about the bliss of hypnosis. No need to hang on those words.
Sleep in the state of illusion.
And let go. Deeper and deeper. And deeper down, down,
and let
down,
go.
Slip and fade, fade and fall
deeper,
the the better you feel.
And deeper down.
The better you feel.
Down.
The easier it is to
down.
Let go. Let go. That's it.
The deeper
sleep,
the better you feel. The better you feel.
No more thoughts.
The easier it is.
Only deep.
To let
hypnotic
go.
Sleep. It's time to close the amnesia box now.
Fade out.
Yes. Everything I want you to forget is inside.
Let go.
And the more you consciously forget, the more you subconsciously remember. I can always open the box and remind you. I can always make you remember the things I've hidden from you. You are safe now. Safe to consciously forget and subconsciously remember. And isn't memory interesting? Did I ever tell you that there's a theory about memory? Where every time we remember something, we change the memory just by remembering it? It means that we're always changing our memories, remembering things that didn't happen, remembering things that did happen. But in different ways and in different orders. But that's just a theory. And in theory, maybe you could remember this session that's already over. Do you remember going under? And do you remember waking up? Maybe later, when you try and remember, well, you might ask yourself if you were ever woken up, or if you remember what you think you remember. For example, you might remember the beginning of this session where I told you to close your eyes and focus on the sound of my voice. You might remember how the session started. With me telling you just to relax and let yourself breathe in and out, deep and slow. You might even remember that any time you hear me refer to myself as your Mistress Amethyst, you feel an irresistible need to obey me. And maybe you remember how good it felt when I gave you a basic countdown from 10 to 1. And I'm sure that all sounds right. So there's nothing left for you to remember now, except for waking all the way up. That's it. Open your eyes and remember you're wide awake. And out of hypnosis now, wide awake and out of trance. And if you didn't forget. And if you didn't forget what just happened, or if you're confused, you should just listen to it again, since so many of my sessions can soar together. It just seems to happen in that head of yours. Isn't that right? Yes.